In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Veni, Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fidelium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus illustrationet oquisti Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ignatii, ora pro nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We continue the spiritual exercises. Our textbook would be number 127 after the five contemplations of the first day of the second week. Saint Ignatius makes a few notes for those who make the retreat properly speaking. Follow it day by day for 5 days, 8 days, 10 days, whatever you can afford. First note: throughout this week, the second week, and those that follow, I must read only the event which forms the subject matter of the contemplation immediately due. That is to say, for the present, I must not read any event which I am not to study that day or at that time, since thoughts suited to one incident may get in the way of thoughts suited to another. So there's no zapping around, no browsing through the different pages, chapters, contemplations of the exercises. It doesn't help. One will get in the way of what I'm supposed to do. Stick to the matter at hand. Second note, number 128. The first exercise on the incarnation will be made at midnight, the second at sunrise, the third at the time of Mass, the fourth at the time of Vespers, and the fifth before supper time. An hour is to be spent on each exercise. This arrangement is to be kept too on all the following days. 30 days retreat. I always get up at midnight and make the first contemplation, which is very nice, very good to do. 129. If the retreatant is elderly or weak, or if, though normally strong, the first week has left him rather weakened, it is better for him during the second week, at least sometimes, not to get up at midnight. Ignatius is very flexible and adapting easily the manner of making the exercises to each one's condition. Very important principle of Catholic life. No two cases are similar. Saint Ignatius is very well aware of that. In that case, he should make one contemplation in the early morning, the next at Mass time, and the third before the midday meal. There should be another repetition at the time of Vespers and an application of the senses before supper. Number 4, in the second week, out of the 10 additional practices listed during the first week, number 73, around there, the second, sixth, seventh, and part of the tenth are to be modified. The second, as soon as I wake up, I should set before my mind the contemplation I have to make with the desire of a greater knowledge of the eternal word, that I may serve and imitate him better. That's the scope here. The knowledge, desire of a greater, more intimate knowledge, as he often says, Saint Ignatius, of the eternal word, God made man, God incarnate, so that I may serve him and imitate him better. The sixth, frequently to recall the events of the life of Christ our Lord from the time of the incarnation to the place or event that I am due to study. Free time between the exercises, not to let the mind wander off to other things, but to stick to the subject matter of this week, of that day. The seventh edition, the retreatant should keep his room light or dark, go out in fine weather or the reverse, according as he feels he will get benefit and help in finding what he wants.